Thousands of homeless residents across Florida have been arrested in recent years for panhandling. WLRN's Danny Rivero reports that a new lawsuit alleges that arresting the homeless for asking for money is a violation of their First Amendment rights.
At first glance, you might think it a stretch to say panhandling is protected by the First Amendment. But last year, the advocacy group that's bringing this lawsuit got a federal appeals court to declare that giving food to the homeless is also protected by the freedom of speech. Attorneys from the Southern Legal Counsel say the fact that charity groups are allowed to ask for money in public places but homeless people are not is a form of speech discrimination. According to statewide data presented in the lawsuit, police in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties led the state in these arrests for 2017. That's the latest year for which data is available. Specifically, the lawsuit is brought against the heads of the Florida Highway Patrol and the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. The suit is filed on behalf of a homeless man who has been arrested for panhandling by both departments. The sheriff's office says it will fight the case in court. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And for impoverished families in South Florida who do have a place to live, food insecurity is still a major issue. Nearly 100 families visited Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Montessori Academy in Lauderhill on Friday. They were there for groceries. The nonprofit Mobile School Pantry sets up farmers market-style distribution events for parents to bring fresh produce home for free. Tammy Kelly is a mother of three and a caretaker for her elderly mother with Alzheimer's. She says getting to the grocery store is difficult and expensive. So when she goes to the mobile pantry at her children's school,
all fruit and all vegetables in abundance. I love it. If I had to purchase all this stuff, I would not be able to do so. It helps out so much, so much.
Kelly says she is able to feed her family for nearly 2 weeks after going to the monthly distribution day at her children's school. Mobile School Pantry delivers food to 7 Broward County elementary schools, getting to each school once a month. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.